Come this fall, Harvard University will attempt to make its institution more affordable to middle-income families. Students whose families earn $200,000 a year or less will receive free tuition, and students whose families earn $100,000 a year or less will be eligible not only for free tuition, but also room and board, health insurance, and travel costs to and from home. The move comes in the wake of last year's U.S. Supreme Court ruling on affirmative action that banned race from being considered in the college admissions process. Harvard described its move as a significant expansion for financial aid that will make the university affordable to more students than ever. The previous threshold for free tuition at the Ivy League school was $85,000 a year or below. Without financial aid, according to the university registrar's office, tuition for the 2024 to 2025 school year is $56,550. Add in health and student services, housing, and food, and that total becomes $82,866 a year. Adam Nguyen, the founder of Ivy Link, a college admissions consulting business, told the Wall Street Journal, making schools such as Harvard more affordable will open up the socioeconomic ladder to a lot of families and to networks that they didn't have before. In fact, Harvard estimates that 86% of American families could qualify for the financial help under the new system. According to Harvard's data, the university has just under 25,000 undergraduate students each year, with about 55% receiving some type of financial aid. The affluent school in Cambridge, Massachusetts, is very difficult to get into. In 2024, the school acceptance rate for applicants was just 3.6%. In recent months, other prominent universities such as MIT, the University of Pennsylvania, and the University of Texas announced tuition-free education for students meeting similar financial limits that Harvard is now implementing.